listening to the Tar Heel Fly Fishing Podcast in association with TarHeelFlyFishing.com.
I don't know what to do. I don't have a clue what to say. I don't know just where you're going. Never knew where you came from anyway.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of the Tar Heel Fly Fishing Podcast. Today we're going to be discussing techniques for certain patterns. Now, we have so many flies out on the market, ranging from patterns that imitate the exact food item to flies that attract trout because of their flashy, colorful appearance. But the question is, how would one go about fishing these patterns? Is it best to dead drift the fly, or is it a good idea to give the fly a little movement?
Let's use the elk hair caddis for an example. Sometimes dead drifting an elk hair caddis works a little bit better than twitching or giving it some movement. It all depends on the type of situation. But sometimes trout take interest to a moving fly that looks like it's struggling on the water surface. To accomplish this, all you need to do is cast the dry fly upstream and allow it to drift downstream like you would in a dead drift, giving the fly subtle movements by moving your fly rod or stripping the fly in 2 inches or so at a time.
Now, nymph techniques are a little bit different than dry fly techniques because nymphs, of course, are fished below the surface and dry flies are fished on top of the water, simply giving a visual advantage whenever you're fishing dry flies, and that advantage isn't there whenever you're nymph fishing because you can't see that nymph most of the time, I mean, unless it's a real flashy nymph. The most widely used and easiest of all nymphing techniques is the beginner method. This method involves casting the nymph upstream and simply allowing the fly to dead drift downstream. As that nymph continues to drift downstream, you'll notice it will stop and slowly rise towards the surface. Don't pick your fly up, as this is the point during the drift that triggers a lot of strikes. The most important thing you have to pay attention to is keeping that fly line tight. If the line is not tight enough and you have a lot of slack line laying around, you might not detect strikes as easily. High sticking the nymph is a good solution to this problem. Whenever you're high sticking a nymph, you lift the fly rod above your head, keeping the fly line off of the water. Of course, this is a really good technique for spooky fish that tend to spook very easily by fly line passing over them. Wet flies have been used for supposedly 2,000 years and first showing up in Macedonia. They were used probably well before dry flies and nymphs were introduced. Wet flies can be very effective in certain situations. They imitate a drowned adult insect or a nymph struggling to swim to the surface. Most wet flies can be fished as you would a nymph, an upstream cast drifting downstream with the current. Short, subtle twitches towards the surface add to a wet fly's fishability. The wet fly swing is one of the most popular techniques for wet flies. Cast upstream and allow your fly to drift downstream. Eventually, when the fly ends up downstream from you, lift your rod tip up slowly, bringing the wet fly towards the surface. This imitates an emerging insect swimming to the surface. Mending the line is needed, usually when the line is right in front of you. Streamers are personally my favorite flies to fish. There's something about tossing a large, lively-looking streamline fly into a deep pool and watching fish chase them. Streamers can sometimes trigger aggressive behavior from fish. When streamer fishing, you are given the opportunity to be creative. Yeah, you can dead drift a streamer, but if dead drifting isn't working, twitch, jerk, and strip that streamer to give it more lifelike movements. In warm weather, faster retrieves are usually used. In cold water, fish will be sluggish, so a slower retrieve is needed. The color of that streamer is important in some cases. I usually use a bright streamer during bright sunny days and dark drab streamers during dark cloudy days. Also, using a dropper behind your streamer is a great technique. Trout will usually attack a streamer out of aggression. It's more of a territorial thing than actually eating the streamer. fish will sometimes chase a streamer and settle for the nymph, trailing behind instead. I hope this gave you a general idea on techniques when it comes to nymphs, dries, wets, and streamers. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at wncflyfishing@gmail.com. The music you're hearing today is by Brian Wallen. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyler Way. We'll see you out on the water.